welcome to episode 341 of the AFK podcast for the week of November 27th, 2023. I'm your host, James Flynn, and this is the PC gaming podcast from gamers like you. Joining me this week are my co-hosts, Logan.
Hey.
And Curlin the Wanganator. Hey, guys. Thanks for being here. We got Jerry Gamer in the chat room. Jerry, it's always good to have you here. You're an official... Jerry, if you're new to the show, Jerry's our official intern. He's a honorary co-host. So, Curls, do you have audio?
Well, it just died when we started.
Oh boy! Well, he's working on that. we get into our playlists. I've just been playing Star Citizen, and it's been a nightmare because it's free fly week, and you have just an influx of players, which is good for the game, but if you're going to have a free fly week and expect a large influx of players, you should probably beef up the servers so they can handle it. Because, man, the servers have been burning down. And half of these, or not half, I'm not going to say half. Many of these free flyers are just there to grief. They're not part of the community. They don't understand the community etiquette. And so I'll be happy when the event is over. Girls, you still don't have audio. I'll let you know when I can hear you. So that's been my week in game. Besides it was Thanksgiving here in the States. So had a lot of family and whatnot over, and that took up a lot of my time. And I was a little under the weather, so I actually got to sleep part of the day on Thanksgiving Day and didn't have to really socialize with the in-laws.
So nice.
Wasn't all bad.
Did you stream much?
No, I didn't stream at all over the holiday. I will get back to it tomorrow. Monday, I'll be streaming Star Citizen. The Free Fly event goes through midweek. So it depends on how bad the servers are. He'll be right back. How about you? What was on your playlist this week, Logan?
Well, it's funny because immediately after chatting last week, I'm like, you know what? I'll give Borderlands another shot. I gotta push through. But it lasted 20 minutes. Just some non-boss just raffle stomped me. I'm like, screw it, I'm out. So yeah, and then I like I said last week, the Songs of Conquest, which is in alpha, is pretty good. It's an old, you know, turn-based Might and Magic style. Tactical RPG, decent story. So I'm just plodding away through that. Very easy to get in and get out. And then besides that, with Black Friday, I was trying to piece together a new build that I was chatting about last week. So some items started arriving, and I picked up a new headset too. So I decided to go with the SteelSeries Arctic Nova Pro Wireless over the Maxwell. The Audis Maxwell, just because these were in stock and those Maxwells are super hard to get. So far so good. I've been wearing them for the week and they are comfy and amazing.
What was the deciding factor for you to choose the one over the other?
The two things were, one, this was in stock. So if I were to go with Audis from the stores that I have access to, like online, I think I would have been waiting into... I would have been waiting into 2024 to grab them. And to be fair, I hit you guys up on the forums to get a piece of software to allow me to split my audio so I could do multiple devices all the same source all at the same time.
Yeah, I sent you some.
Yeah, and it worked perfectly. And so I tested like four or five of the different headsets I have here. I've got the old Sennheiser 599s. I've got a pair of HyperX Cloud S or Cloud Orbit S. I've got a pair of 6XX HD, or sorry, HD 6XX attached to a shit full of DAC. And then I had these, and I can't tell the difference between any of those at all. The others are all wired. These are wireless. And I'm at that age now where I'm like, I can't tell a difference. They all sound really clear, really crisp. Anything that I don't like about the actual tonality of it, I just tweak an EQ and it's fine. And like, yeah, even the old, I don't even know what those are. They're an older version of the HyperX wired, and they've got a virtual 7.1 surround, and I hit that and it just sounds just as good as any of the rest of these. So I'm like, screw it. These were on sale. The Audis Maxwells would have been full price for me, would have been $450 plus taxes. I got these for $350 plus taxes. So in the end, yeah, good enough. One of the things that really warped my brain is I got these HyperX Cloud Orbit S a year and a half ago, maybe 2.5 years ago, sorry, for $257, Monopoly monies. They are on sale for Black Friday on the HyperX website now for $470, 2.5 years later. Exactly the same model, no revision at all, and almost double the price.
Wow. I wonder what's up with that.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
Hey, yeah. There he is. We can
there
hear you,
There we go.
Yeah, I'm using the laptop mic. For whatever reason, my Rodecaster is acting like a little doodad.
Your laptop mic is actually pretty awesome then.
Yeah, seriously.
Oh, awesome. I'll keep it then.
Yeah.
I just got to remember my push to talk.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, I don't know if that's like the inflation thing, the new world order, but double in 2.5 years, like that's wild.
Yeah, that is wild.
I'm just looking up the exact dates because I just did this post a few days ago for my buddies as I was just losing my marbles, but I can't find it easily. So, oh, and I sold my Steam Deck.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. I took a bath on it, but I'm like, screw it. The OLED version's coming out. The battery's better. Yeah, let's get rid of this while I can.
Yeah, I can imagine because they cut the price for that version to kind of liquidate the stock that they had.
Yeah, I paid $900 and change originally, and I sold it for $350.
Oof, man, yeah. Canadian money. I am.
Yeah,
I'm glad I don't live in Canada. For that reason.
Yeah, it's... Well, one of your news articles, the 7800 X3D, you say Micro Center's got it on for
$299. Yeah.
Yeah, I paid $430. Jeez. And that was on sale, like $100 off.
And of course, this article's in U.S. dollars.
Yeah. But even 300 USD to Canadian is like $410.
Right, yeah, at $150.
Yeah.
Although if I retired up there, I'd be getting paid in U.S. dollars. I suppose that would get me more Canadian dollars.
That's true. Yeah. You'd be living the life of Riley.
Yeah. Hi, Curlin. What was on your playlist this week?
Pretty much just what was mostly Fall Guys with the youngin' since she was out of school this week.
Fall Guys. I remember that from LAN parties past.
Yeah, she loves it. She watches YouTube videos trying to get strategies and everything. It's like, it's so endearing for an 8-year-old. Like, it's, you know what I mean? Yeah. And I also got my Christmas present early.
Ooh, what'd you get?
Oh, nice. And how's it been?
Oh, man. Like, being able to, like, remotely play Fall Guys. Because we went to my parents' for Thanksgiving. And I brought it with me because my wife gave it to me like the evening before. And with baby girl playing on her Switch and me being able to remote into my PlayStation that's sitting right over there, you know, a couple hundred miles away and play Fall Guys with her was fucking dope. I'm just saying. Like, you know, of course, you know, you have all of the naysayers and the hoes and the ha's and people trying to find everything wrong with it. But if you have the right use case, this thing is Gucci. Like I love it. I'm glad she was able to find one.
Nice.
Yeah, I mean, there are times when I'm on my Steam Deck, and rather than play the game on the Steam Deck, I'll stream it to the Steam Deck just because it'll play smoother or better, and my Netflix fast enough.
Right, right, right. Yeah, I did have to move my PlayStation downstairs and plug it directly into the router because I didn't want to tie up my Wi-Fi back in to my other satellites upstairs, mm-hmm. you know, with the, and get that extra bit of latency or whatever. But I mean, it's been great. It's been fine.
Sweet. You know how you've been generating a lot of art?
Yeah.
I've added a bot to our Discord that will let you do that in Discord as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So if you're in our Discord and you go to the general channel and you type /imagine and then hit space, it'll prompt you to enter the descriptions. And then you enter the descriptions and hit enter, and it'll generate an AI image for you.
So that was in the forums?
It's in, if you go to general chat in our Discord in Flynn's Arcade. Okay. I added some premium bots to the Discord to make it a little more fun.
Oh, okay. What backend does it use?
I don't know. It's MEE6 AI, and I'm sure they use something on the backend. I don't think it's something they created. It's probably something open, but the bot is MEE6, and then it's just the premium version of that bot.
All right. I'll have to give that a shot because I'm curious to see what it's capable of. The main reason I asked about the backend is because if it's using like Dolly or Copilot or whatever it is that Bing uses, then you can only use those for personal, and you can't sell them and yada 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 and all this other kind of stuff. So digging into this new hobby, I've been finding out a whole bunch of stuff about that type of thing, because so some people were just generating images off of Bing and thinking that they could just start a business, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, no, you don't own those images.
Yeah, Bing does.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you can use it, for personal use. So if you wanted to make your own mouse pad with it, you could, but you can't sell it.
I'll have to look into what the back end is too. There's also a bunch of AI bots I added that will chime in if you mention certain subjects and respond.
Mm, okay. So
I thought that'd be fun.
Yeah.
All right, on with the news. You know what people love more than anything is to be totally immersed in a game and then completely interrupted by a commercial.
even just ads inside the game. Like the only things I will accept are billboards on racing games.
Seriously.
I don't even like the ads on the hockey boards in hockey games.
Yeah, I don't want ads in my game. I mean, product placement's one thing. Ads are another. But Ubisoft is blaming a technical error for showing pop-up ads in Assassin's Creed. These were full-screen pop-up ads appearing in Assassin's Creed Odyssey for some players this week.
And they were you had to exit out of them in order to continue with the game.
How infuriating is that? I mean, that right there, I would never buy another Ubisoft game.
I'm not buying that. It was a mistake. I think they did that shit on purpose to see what the reaction would be. And the thing is they already knew what the reaction was. Like, people don't even like those things in mobile games. What the hell make you think that you would want to see that kind of crap in something that you paid for a license for?
You know
what I'm saying? Like, come on, man.
And it's not that they, we didn't mean to put an ad in the game. Sorry, we didn't mean to put the ad there in the game. We meant to put it somewhere else in the game, but the ad's in the game. I'm with Jim. Like, I'm done. Ubisoft, nope, that's it. Blacklisted.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they've been nickel and diming. I don't know. I don't know if they're going broke and having financial trouble, but they were trying to nickel and dime developers with their game engine, and now this. Like, how badly do you guys need the money? How badly are you mismanaged? I mean, I know Assassin's Creed Odyssey didn't do that well, but Valhalla did. I mean, you made tons of money off of that.
What the thing is they would make more if they would release it all at once, because all of this waiting 6 months to a year to release it on Steam, I'm just going to wait and buy it when you release it on Steam at a lower price.
Right.
Yeah.
But if it's something I wanted to play, if it were day one on Steam, then I'd be more likely to buy it. Like, come on, man. They go with the blah, 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 and Steam gets a bigger cut. It was like, hell, if they get 30%, I'm going to... You lucky if you get 50% or 40% a price break off of me. So you're still making less. Like, what the hell is the problem? I don't, man. The bean counters, man.
Most of these premium games, to get the decent edition, it's $100. You know.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I mean, if it raise the price 30%, then I would pay the extra 30% just to have it on Steam.
Now that I wouldn't do. I'd still wait. because at that point it is like you're charging me a convenience tax for something that you should be doing to begin with. You know what I'm saying? But
yeah.
Whatever happened to their Sands of Time remake? I was actually looking forward to that because Sands of Time is a 20-year-old game and it was fantastic when it came out. And I don't believe it's currently playable at all anymore.
That's Prince of Persia?
Yeah. They were doing a remake. It's a Ubisoft game. Ubisoft published it. But I think it was on PlayStation, though.
Yeah, I don't know what happened with that.
Was it not on Steam? Or am I thinking about another one?
You're thinking about another one because this was a remake that
probably thinking Uncharted.
Yeah, it hit trouble a number of times, same as KOTOR did, and I haven't heard anything about it in months and months and months. So it's currently delayed indefinitely, but that's like first half of this year was the last time I heard something.
It's probably Ubisoft's money crunch.
Clearly,
they're having financial problems. I think it wouldn't surprise me if we see something by the end of next year that Ubisoft's being sold out or being bought up by someone else.
Yeah.
Microsoft.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me.
Microsoft's been gobbling up game studios.
That's who they should have bought right there.
Yep. I know that, Logan, you're primarily a green team, but Curlin and I are red team. And there was an article in WCCF Tech about AMD Radeon's anti-lag feature getting gamers banned in esports titles.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, I got to turn that on if it's that good.
It was only one, and it was Counter-Strike 2.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
getting back bans, though, so like the massive bans in your account.
Right, but the thing is Steam didn't... I fault AMD for not reaching out to Valve and be like, hey, we got this new thing. Can you add it to your list? And then I also blame Valve for not adding it to the list by default like they did Counter-Strike, because you didn't hear about anybody getting back banned with Counter-Strike, the Global Offensive, or any other VAC, games that they have. You know what I'm saying? So it's on both of them, but it was just that one. And of course, the internet is going to make it worse than what it really was. So
yeah, the bandwagon still great. It must work really good.
Yeah,
I'll have to try it. Let's see. So if you're looking for a gift this holiday season for your little ones, you could do Play-Doh, or you could just buy them a 3D printer. And this article's taking forever to come up, so I can't move on from where I am right now. Come on, article, load up. Okay, we'll come back to it when it loads up, but it's basically a 3D printer for kids.
Yeah, looks pretty cool too.
As Logan alluded to earlier, the Ryzen 7800 XD CPU is going on sale for $299. Oh shit! I hope I'm not losing internet access because
we still got you here. So
this article's not coming up either.
Yeah, your video was borging a little bit when I first hopped on.
Huh.
I haven't noticed anything. You're golden for me.
Yeah, I mean, I got failover, so it shouldn't drop. These articles are not coming up. I just keep getting this site can't be reached.
Really?
Anyway, that's an amazing price for that.
Yeah.
That chip.
Yeah, it really is.
So it's on Amazon right now. Speaking of sales, Steam has its autumn sale on. It must be WCCF Tech's website because I just got to Blues News, no problem.
I was going to say, I just hit it and I instantly got redirected. So you're probably right.
Yeah.
Same.
So the Steam autumn sale is going on right now. And honestly, I didn't even notice because there really isn't anything I want right now. Did you guys pick up anything?
If the official start date of winter... it's November 21st. Why are they still calling it their autumn sale?
I don't know. Do they still have a holiday sale?
They still have a Christmas sale. But yeah, it's just dumb.
Jerry says I need better internet for Christmas. Jerry, I have 3.5 gigabytes down and almost two up and three internet providers. Got failovers for my failovers.
Yeah, the only thing I got was that Songs of Conquest. I did pick up the Rainbow Six Siege bundle for my son. He wanted to play that, so he's downstairs giving that a go.
Nice. Yeah, I haven't even looked because there isn't it. I've got games I haven't played yet that I picked up on the last sale, and right now I'm too wrapped up in Star Citizen.
Yeah, my backlog is my backlog, and plus I haven't been playing a whole lot anyway, so I was just like, there'll be another one. Yeah.
Well, winter is coming.
Ruth.
What else do we have here? I noticed this week that my son has been playing a lot of Fortnite, and he's a sophomore in high school and hasn't played Fortnite since elementary school, but all of a sudden him and his friends are back into it. I guess they reverted back to some kind of original gameplay or original map.
It's the OG right now.
Yeah, the OG version of Fortnite. And, I mean, he's been in there yelling and having a good time.
Yeah. I hear Eminem avatar is joining the ranks in a few weeks or something like that.
Really?
Yeah. I'm impressed. It's got to be a white paper on how to maintain your relevance in a digital world. Fortnite. I mean, they've billions upon billions. It's like watching World of Warcraft all over again in turn from a business perspective.
Yeah. And they do have something called the New Beginning next month. The Fortnite website, this is from Blues News, promises a new beginning for Fortnite on December 2nd when the Big Bang event will kick off at 2 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time in a Battle Royale shooter. They hold back details, though there is a hint that in the note that the event supports parties of up to four players. So they've got something going on. And did you guys know there was an Expanse Telltale game?
Yep. It was Epic exclusive until the autumn sale.
Oh, that's why I didn't know about it. It was an Epic exclusive. Because that's one of my favorite TV shows is The Expanse. And then I'm in Blues News and it says DLC for the Telltale series. The Expanse Telltale series is getting DLC. I'm like, when did they release the Expanse? See, now that's a game I would have bought day one, but you didn't release it on Steam. So I didn't even know about it because I never log into Epic.
Are you still a boycotting Epic?
Yeah, I don't use it. No, I use pretty much everything else except for Epic.
I've got so many games on Epic and none of them have ever been installed.
That you won't play?
I know.
I use it to play Fall Guys and I just collect all of their free shit every week. But other than that, I haven't really bought anything from them.
See, I'm not the type of person that like needs it just because it's free. Like I don't care if it's free. You could be given out, I don't know, KFC or McDonald's could be given out free hamburgers for the day, and I'm not going to go get one just because it's free.
I agree.
Yeah, but like for me, it's like, okay, I never know if I'll ever want to play this, but just in case.
Yeah, so I'll grab games from there so long as I think I'll actually want to play them. I don't grab all their free games, but I definitely grab ones that I'm like, yep, I'm going to play this.
Well, now that the Expanse, maybe I'll have to log into Steam and pick up the Expanse now that it's on sale. Well, that's it for the news this week. Oh, go ahead, Curlin.
Oh, I was going to say, I don't even think it's full price either, which is another one of those, like, did you really make all of your money off of Epic by doing that exclusive?
Yeah.
I don't know. It boggles my mind.
Crazy Boy in the chat says that he doesn't buy any games on Epic, but he redeems games weekly, and that's about it. He grabs them because in case the internet goes out forever. I'll have my games and that I can't access. My logic is flawed now. That's hilarious.
And if anyone ever wants a billion-dollar idea, go make an overlay that ties in all your launchers because GOG Galaxy no longer works very well.
Oh, yeah.
And I haven't been able to find one that works in a decent fashion.
Does a Heroic launcher work for Windows?
Never heard of Heroic.
I know it's a theme on Linux that people have used to pull their Epic games in. Let me check real quick.
I tried one called Play Night, and it's not bad, but it's lacking a lot of features. Like I just installed it, I think 4 days ago. So I haven't put a lot of time into figuring it out, but I want some data and some ability to know where I'm installing from. I mean, it does. I say that I know it does, but not in a very, the UI needs a vast overhaul. So still playing around with that. See if that's any good.
Looks like it does do Windows.
Heroic Games Launcher. Free open source. All right. Trying that out. Done.
Well, that's all the news for this week. What do you guys been streaming? I've just been streaming holiday movies and TV shows because it's that time of year.
What are your favorites?
Oh, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. That one's always the day after Thanksgiving. Start watching that one. We've already watched Home Alone a couple times and Elf. And I've got most of the Disney stuff on Plex, so like the Muppets Christmas Carol and whatnot. My wife and I were actually sitting in the living room or the family room before I came down here to do the podcast watching Mickey's Once Upon a Christmas.
Nice.
There was no kids in the room. It's just me and my wife.
Yeah, I watch the Christmas cartoons. Stuff like all the time. I've got a whole folder on my Plex server, just straight up Christmas, like all of it. All of the old Bank and Rass stuff, Bass Rankin stuff.
Oh, Bass Rankin. You like Rudolph?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rudolph, Santa Comes to Town, all that stuff. It's fantastic. That stuff is, you know, classic, obviously.
What else have you been watching?
I don't know if you guys watch this. It's on Amazon Prime. It's the Invincible cartoon based off of a comic book called Invincible. Amazing, amazing comic book. Very well done. And the cartoon's not bad. Not bad. It's been through production hell. So season two has only been half released with no release dates on the second half yet. Maybe first half of next year. But it's been doing quite well. The cartoon's been quite well for in terms of source material. So it's so good that I started going back and rereading the comics. So that's been amazing. I did watch Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania. I know a lot of people have a problem with that. I thought it was all right. There's two scenes in it that I was just like, I have no idea what happened, but it seems like it was written by 3-year-olds for a target of 6-year-olds. I've never seen a scene like that in a movie anywhere. And it was just okay. Overall, though, you know, you just ignore that shit. And it's like, yeah, it was good enough. Huge missed opportunity to tie into the large universe. The problem with superhero movie fatigue and all this bullshit that's going now is, to be fair, the whole Avengers series really raised the bar. Lord of the Rings did it as well by having their massive scale production. Then we had the Avengers after that, and now all we're getting are these sort of piecemeal, just rinky-dinky type good enough movies where we're like, no, we want you to tie it into the bigger universe. We want a big picture. Wow us again. But other than that, standalone, it's good. I cleaned up my Plex server because I'm getting everything ready to move over to the new PC build, and I have my Plex server inside my PC. And so I was looking at some old movies I had sitting around the Plex movies that were, you know, 1080p. And Star Wars, the original trilogy, were a bunch of that. There's a fan-made, I'll call it a remake, a remaster, called the Despecialized Editions. And it's for A New Hope, Empire Strikes Back, Return of the Jedi. And it's all fantastically upscaled. The original theater release upscaled. I'm not quite sure if it's 4K, but it is... Chef's kiss, just so good. So absolutely 100%. The scenes with the models in them, like obviously the opening scene where Leia's ship is getting fired upon, you'll watch that and you're like, yeah, okay. You can see like little dinky ships and blah, blah, blah. But I mean, you're literally talking, it's almost 60 years old. It's like 54 years old, right? Something like that.
I thought it held up pretty well.
54, 44. The Despecialized Edition?
No, the Star Wars in general, the special effects held up pretty well.
So if you watch one of the original releases, it's fine because the graininess of it being in 480 sort of masks that. But when you upscale it, it really brings it out. All of the scenes with people in it look really, really good. But then when you get like speeder scenes or stuff like that, it does look a bit janky. You know, in the last scene of National Lampoon's Crucification, where the Santa sleigh goes over the moon.
Oh, and you can see the...
And you can see like the cutout around it.
Yeah.
It's exactly like that.
Okay.
That, you know what, just try to ignore it and you'll be fine. But, oh my gosh, like, I am surprised that Lucas... I know that Lucas Films has notoriously released a dozen or more different versions of Star Wars over the years, right? Han doesn't shoot first, Han shoots first, these extra scenes added in, this remastered, this remake, yada yada. This anyone who is any kind of Star Wars fan, despecialized edition, fan made, go look for it, download it, it's awesome. But the other thing I was trying to figure out is why HDR doesn't work on my TV when I've got it hooked up to my computer. Everything tells me it's working.
You're using Windows?
Yeah.
That's probably why. From what I understand, HDR is still not 100% like on Windows. It still doesn't operate as cleanly as a console would on Windows.
You have to manually enable it.
Yeah, yeah. And the auto HDR is hit or miss. So,
make sure you're using the a cable that supports it.
Yes. So I did go through the whole nine yards of finding the right cable. I've actually got an 8K optical cable, so I can do 4K 120 from the computer to the TV. So I went through that, and I did know, so I did find out, thanks to a Redditor, about enabling HDR on Windows, but it didn't seem to have an effect. So I don't know. I guess I just have to always just use the smart app on my Plex server now to watch shows. But I went through the longest time of just being like, man, this seems dark. It's really crisp. It's 4K, but it just seems dark. I mean, I guess that it was meant to be, but no, it's.
I love my Roku 4Ks.
Yeah.
And that has the Plex app and every other app too, Netflix. And because my cable provider is DirecTV Now, so it's streamed. And because of that, it's just an app that I put on my Roku, and then I've got my, you know, regular cable television with DVR and all that other stuff. And, you know, and then HBO Max, it's an app, Netflix, Prime. So I can buy as many of these little Roku devices as I want and put them on as many TVs as I want. And, you know, there's no penalty for how many devices I have. You know, whereas the cable provider normally wants to charge you for extra TVs.
Yeah.
But I love my Roku. So I've gone through a full upgrade on all of them at least once or twice already. They're finally all 4K now. And then we do have a couple smart TVs in the house.
I do like the problem with being with the computer, though, is I like swapping from Windows, from computers. All right, just pause that. Let's just go and not having to come, because my TV is, I'll put it in quotes, smart, but it can't differentiate between input and app. So if I'm on an app and I'm like, oh, I want to pause this, I want to check something on the internet for a second, I have to literally go through a different input to get back to the input I was on. Because if I go from PC input to app and I'm like, all right, go back to PC, it tells me, no, you're already on PC, and I can't get out of the app. I'm like, oh, dumb computer. Dumb smart TVs.
Carolyn, what about you? What have you been watching?
A wifey and I went out of town last night, because today's her birthday. So I took her back birthday. To the I let her know you guys said happy birthday. So I took her to the place where we had our first date, and we wound up going back to the hotel, and there was this Robin Williams marathon. So we wound up watching Mrs. Doubtfire like three fucking times over the night.
You're such a bad Doubtfire, dear.
Right, yeah. And lots of YouTube, you know, here and there, trying to learn stuff. That's pretty much been it.
Cool. Yeah, me too. A lot of YouTube videos, tutorials on Star Citizen. All right, which I will be streaming tomorrow, usually around 10. I'm trying to stream every day. Tomorrow we'll be doing bounty hunter missions, if they don't crash or get bugged, but we're going to try to do them. What happened today was I was doing a bounty hunter mission, and I'm in this base on this moon, and it's in an armistice zone. So there's not supposed to be PvP. if you try to PvP in this armistice zone, you're going to get penalized. So you have a crime stat. You got to pay a, you know, 20,000-30,000 K to get rid of it. And if your crime stat gets high enough, the guards and the space stations and different outposts will attack you. So I've almost got this bounty done, and I've got this base cleared out. There are like 20 guys. And this D-bag, another player, is in there, and he sees me. Now, I already saw him, and I didn't shoot him because I didn't want the crime stat, and I knew where I was. But he turns around, he shoots me, I die. So I go back to the... I res at the space station, and then I get one of my bombers out of the hangar, and I'm just going to go to the site and carpet bomb it. Yep. So I'm on my way, and I'm flying real low, and I'm lining up my bombing run, and my wife walks into the room and grabs my shoulder, and I look, and then I crash into the side of a mountain. And I was like, God damn it, you just got me killed. And you embarrassed me in front of my enemy.
Nice.
So I just logged after that. Son of a bitch.
Yeah, what up to?
All right. Well, that's it for this week. You can find the AFK Podcast at theafkpodcast.net. There you'll find links to our Twitch stream, YouTube, and Discord. Go into Discord for more PC gaming and hardware discussion. So for me, for Curlin, and for Logan, thank you for being here, and some of us will see you next week, because I think Logan's off next week.
Yep.
The week after that, I'm not available. Wait, no, I am. Never mind. I'll be available. So, thanks, Jerry. Thanks, chat room.
Cheers. See y'all.
See you guys. Thanks.
Peace. We'll be right back.